It's Audiomo 2020, Day 12. One of the few downsides, I guess, of lockdown is because so many of the staff at Bletchley Park are on furlough and therefore they can't do anything to do with their work while they are, the intros to Bletchley Park podcast are having to be recorded by muggins here. I normally try and keep my voice out of the podcast as much as possible because it's not about me. Obviously, at events, I do a lot of interviewing, but for the standard episodes, I'm rarely in them, which is good because one thing I can't stand doing is recording voiceovers and intros because I get red light syndrome. You can try something as many times as you want and run through it and practice it and it works fine. But the minute that red light comes on, that's it, jinxed. So here goes. I'm going to do this week's intro. Hopefully I'll do better than a few weeks ago when it took me multiple takes. That took up 11 minutes to record a 1 minute 40 second intro. Buckle up, this will be a good ride. Drink before I start. Whiskey. Oh, it doesn't help when I can't remember what the first line of the intro is.
Welcome to this Bletchley Park Intelligence Insight.
Right, we'll try now. Welcome to this... Lip smacking. Welcome to this Bletchley Park Intelligence Welcome to this Bletchley Park Intelligence Insight. The breaking of the German Enigma machine wasn't just down to... The breaking of the German Enigma machine wasn't just down to the codebreakers at Bletchley Park and didn't start with the outbreak of World War II. It's a story of international cooperation. It's a story of international cooperation spanning many years, and who better to tell that? And who better to tell it than the nephew of Alan Turing? In this, the first of two episodes, we return to 2018, when Bletchley Park hosted representatives of the Polish Embassy in London and families of the Polish codebreakers. The families of the Polish codebreakers for the launch of Dermot Turing's book, X, Y, and Z, The Real Story of How Enigma Was Broken. Based on his own original research and newly released documents, both in the book and this exclusively recorded talk, Dermot tells the story of how the French, British, and Polish secret services came together to unravel the secrets of the Enigma machine.
Arkady Rzegocki.
He's introduced by His Excellency the Ambassador of the Republic of Poland, Dr. Arkady Rzegocki. I think I've done it. Well, it wasn't quite as bad as normal, even with a Polish name near the end. Well, there you go. That's behind the curtain. I better apply the smoke and mirrors now.
Top secret. For senior officer. Immediate. Decipher and pass to all relevant sections. 12th of June. Intelligence Insight, number 009.
Welcome to this Bletchley Park Intelligence Insight. The breaking of the German Enigma machine wasn't just down to the codebreakers at Bletchley Park, and didn't start with the outbreak of World War II. It's a story of international cooperation, spanning many years, and who better to tell it than the nephew of Alan Turing. In this, the first of two episodes, we return to 2018, when Bletchley Park hosted representatives of the Polish Embassy in London and families of the Polish codebreakers for the launch of Dermot Turing's book, X, Y and Z, The Real Story of How Enigma Was Broken. Based on his own original research and newly released documents, both in the book and this exclusively recorded talk, Dermot tells the story of how the French, British and Polish secret services came together to unravel the secrets of the Enigma machine. He's introduced by His Excellency the Ambassador of the Republic of Poland, Dr. Arkady Zagotsky.